أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. This is the third ayat of Surah Fatiha. And in the previous ayat where Allah Ta'ala said, Allah is Rahman, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. Most merciful, most kind, most compassionate. And the details, of course, of any ayat of one word of the Quran Sharif, we can never ever do justice to it. However, Imam Razi rahmatullah alayhi says that first Allah has mentioned that He is Rahman, He is Rahim. And then after that, Maliki Yawmiddin, that He is the owner of the day of Qiyamah. So it is not far-fetched that this is an indication to the hadith, Sabaqat Rahmati Ghadabi, that my rahmat has outran, has won over the race with regard to my anger and my wrath. Allah's rahmat and mercy is more greater. So Allah mentioned that first, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. And then the day of Qiyamah is a day of jaza, of reward, of recompense. According to our actions, we will be judged on that day. And also, it is not far-fetched that this is an indication that Allah Ta'ala will be Rahim on the day of Qiyamah. That is, Allah Ta'ala's mercy will be very great, intense. As it comes in the hadith that Allah's rahmat, if we take it as 100 layers of Allah's rahmat, one layer of that is in this dunya, because of which we see that how mothers love their little children, offspring, even animals, how they love their offspring and how they protect and look after them. And all the love that we see in the world, the kindness parents have for their children, children have for their parents, is that one layer. And on the day of Qiyamah, the other 99 layers, Allah's rahmat is unlimited. It is not limited to 99 or anything. It is just to make us understand. So Allah's rahmat will be so great on the day of Qiyamah. One Buzurg says that on the day of Qiyamah, if Allah gives me the choice that you make your own decision or I make your decision, I will leave it to Allah. Allah is more merciful to us than what we can be merciful to ourselves also. We don't know any details of mercy and kindness also. Allah, who is the all kind and most merciful and all knowing, Allah's mercy will be much more greater. So much so it comes that a person's case will be taken, Allah will take it in privacy, and then Allah will remind him of all Allah's favors upon him. Then Allah will remind him of his small, small gunas. You did this also, you did that also. So many of his gunas, the minor gunas. And he will have no choice but to accept it. Yes, this is true. And then Allah Ta'ala will say, go, we have changed all that into sawab, into reward. Then quickly he'll jump and he said, Ya Allah, I've still got plenty of big, big gunas. When he'll see Allah's mercy changing that his gunas into good deeds, the minor, then he'll say, Ya Allah, I've got plenty still big gunas also. So kind Allah will be on the day of Qiyamah. Anyway, Allah Ta'ala is Maliki Yawmiddin. That is the qiraat which is famous in the whole ummah, and we all read that qiraat. And that means Allah is the owner, like the owner of a slave. The owner has to see to the slave to all his needs also. The owner looks after the slave. And then there is another qiraat which we hear when qaris read Maliki Yawmiddin, that Allah is the king of the day of Qiyamah. Ulama have difference of opinion that which one of them is more superior, Maliki Yawmiddin or Maliki Yawmiddin. However, or the conclusion is that Maliki Yawmiddin is more superior. For one, that there is an extra alphabet, the Alif Malik. So one extra letter and one 10 more sawabs every time we read compared to Malik. Malik has got one extra alphabet, so one more sawab that we get. And also Malik, that Allah is the owner of the day of Qiyamah. The owner does as he wants to. He owns. And the owner of a slave can do with the slave as he wants to. He's the owner. He owns that slave. And Allah did not say Qadi Yawmiddin, that Allah is the judge on the day of Qiyamah. It will be the day of judgment. And a judge is he cannot judge as he wishes to. According to the law of the country, etc., according to that he has to give judgment. And according to the evidence that is presented, according to that he gives his judgment. And he bases his judgment and produces and says, why I have made this judgment. But Allah is the owner. Allah can do as he please. A person is 100% guilty, a judge has to find him guilty. He hasn't got a choice. But Allah can do and say, go, I've forgiven you. And how many people Allah will just forgive like that? So Allah is the owner of the day of Qiyamah, not the judge on the day of Qiyamah. And Allah is the Malik, and Allah is the Malik also. He is the king. He possesses, he does as he pleases. And Malik has got more. The king hasn't got choice over his subjects and do as he wants to. But the owner can do as he wants to. So Allah Ta'ala is that great and kind being. All these details nobody can exhaust, and it shows the great beauty of the Quran Sharif, and also that we must have never ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. No matter what our gunas have been, and it doesn't mean we carry on making guna. Therefore, after the rahmat of Allah, Allah has reminded us also that we have to account for our deeds. So we must not forget that also. But at the same time, never lose hope in the mercy of Allah, and we should always be making tawbah, istighfar, and Allah loves that action of tawbah and istighfar, and on that Allah showers His mercy and kindness also upon us. May Allah give us the reality of this. And when we read Surah Fatiha, we hear the Imam reading, then what great messages Allah has given us, and how Allah bonds us to Him, joins us to Him, and that we see and that we find Allah more closer to us than what we are to ourselves also. Allah is most merciful and kind, and Allah has explained who Allah is in this world, in the Akhirah, and how close Allah Ta'ala is to us. May we travel that little distance, that Allah who is closer to us than ourselves, that we find Allah in this worldly life. That will be the greatest joy a person can have when he has found Allah, and the greatest means of that is in namaz, salat. And then a person will enjoy his namaz, and he will look forward to namaz and make shukr to Allah that you're giving me tawfiq of namaz. May Allah bless us with all the realities, what we know, what we don't know, what we understand, what we don't understand. May Allah bless us with this true treasure of deen. وآخر دعوانا